You might have been seeing over the past couple of days that Hilaria Baldwin was trending on Twitter, and there's been a lot of articles written about her and something to do with Spain, and you're like, what's going on? Well, I'm going to explain the whole thing to you right now. Very simple. It started with her hosting. First of all, she's Alec Baldwin's wife, in case you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hilaria Baldwin is married to Alec Baldwin. He's like 63. She's like 36 and like super hot. And they just had their fifth child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're, you know, I follow them on Instagram because I'm obsessed with her because she's so weird, you know, and I just love it. I just love watching her and Alec Baldwin and the whole, you know, their whole background story. So she had posted this photo about a month after giving birth to her latest son. I think his name is like Eduardo. And she looks stunning. I mean, she's skinny as anything. She's wearing a black bra and underwear, and she's super skinny because she has that yoga body. You know, she bounced right back. So Amy Schumer reposted that as if it was her and said, Merry Christmas from me and Jean, and that's her baby. And it was like a joke. It's like, we know Amy Schumer doesn't look like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was just supposed to be a joke, and that was that. Instead of letting it go, Hilaria Baldwin gets on Instagram and does this whole thing about like how she feels body shamed by Amy Schumer. Okay. That, you know, she does have a sense of humor, but we have to acknowledge the fact that she's always been small and that's her body naturally. And, you know, to point it out is like body shaming somebody who's a larger size. And we as women should stop doing that to each other. So she makes this point. Okay. But what she didn't realize was that people don't like her. They love Amy Schumer. They hate her. So this person gets on Twitter, this person that has a handle at Lenny Bristow,
mm-hmm.
okay, which is SVU, but, Law & Order SVU reference.
But why would you hate her? Why would you hate Alec Baldwin's wife?
Because she doesn't have any talent for anything other than yoga, and yet she's always putting herself out there and trying to get on television and trying to write books and do all these things just because she's married to somebody famous, not because she has any real talent. So people don't like that. People resent that. You know, she's always pushing herself in everyone's face, and they feel like, we get it. You married well. Like, you know, go F yourself is sort of how they feel about her. So as this whole Amy Schumer thing is unfolding, fans of Amy Schumer are starting to go, hang on, honey, Hilaria, you're not Spanish. Why is your name Hilaria? And this Twitter follower at Lenny Bristow starts to find all of these old clips of Hilaria Baldwin pretending to be Spanish when she's from Massachusetts. So the first one they find is this clip from the Today Show where she's on there and she pretends to not know the English word for cucumbers.
We have very few ingredients. We have tomatoes. We have, cucumber.
Cucumbers.
We have red pepper.
You're from Boston. You know how to say cucumbers. Like, you know how to say, like, that. What's up with that?
Right.
So it becomes this huge thing, and she starts getting trolled on Instagram and on Twitter and everywhere else, and people are writing articles about like how for years she's been pretending to be from Spain and she just isn't. So she gets on Instagram and she posts this thing where she's like, I'm from Boston. I never said I was from anywhere else. Alec knows I'm from Boston. And I don't know why people are trying to say that I'm misrepresenting myself. You know, I speak Spanish fluently and I speak English fluently. And that's just who I am. And we live in a very mixed society and we're so diverse. And people are like, honey, you're not diverse. You're a white chick from Boston. Just own up to it. And she's like, I'm not going to talk about this anymore. And I'm getting off Instagram. 2 seconds later, she posts all these Instagram pictures of her kids. She's back on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then like within 2 hours, she posts this other thing where she also like, I got to play this part of it for you because this is the part people were upset about. They were like, you grew up in Boston. You moved to New York. You went to NYU. You spent summers in Spain. You're not Spanish. You know, her mother is a doctor in Massachusetts, was like a professor at Harvard. And in 2011, when Hilaria was 27 years old, the parents retired and moved to Spain. She's not from Spain. Her parents, they used to spend summers there because her parents liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you spent summers somewhere, that doesn't make you from there, you know? So here's her trying to defend what I just said.
First thing I told my husband is that I was born in Boston. I spent a lot of my childhood in Spain. My family has, my nuclear family lives in Spain and has lived there for a long time. And I came here, I was, you know, moving around a lot, but I came here when I was 19 years old to go to college.
So her parents aren't even from Spain.
No, her mom grew up, I think her mom is from Massachusetts. I think her mom was born and raised in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad, I mean, they're Americans. They're two American people who, for the summers, because they were, you know, the doctors, they have money, they took their kids to Mallorca, Spain, which is like a very touristy part of Spain. That's what they did for this, like a couple of summers. So she's not from Spain, but she knows Spanish fluently, and good for her. That's, I mean, she's super smart. That's really cool. But she's not owning the fact that she just said, I traveled all over the place, meaning she went from Boston to California to Texas, back to Boston. You know, I mean, she didn't, it's not like she traveled all over
the
Europe
world.
And then at 19, she's like, and then when I was 19, I came here. Right. When you were 19, you went from Boston to New York. When you say here, you mean New York, not America.
Mm-hmm.
So she's still misleading people. And that's why people are upset with her, because it's a bold-faced lie. But she keeps saying over and over, listen, I was always honest about the fact that I was born in Boston and I'm from Boston. And I told Alec that from the beginning. Except for the fact that right after they got married, Alec Baldwin went on David Letterman and said this.
You save your best for your wife, and she knows that. So, for example, my wife's on the phone with her hairdresser or a friend. She's like, really? Okay, I can't wait to see you. That's going to be great. Fantastic. What time? 12 o'clock? My wife is from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. I don't mean to be racist when I put that accent on there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Either she said, I was born in Boston, but then we went right to Spain or something, because he thinks she's from Spain and she has this like fake Spanish accent.
Mm.
And I mean, and it's funny, Amy Schumer just got back in the fold with this. Like she was like, you know, it's like you can't, with a comic, you can't expect them to sit idly by. So Amy Schumer tweeted out or posted on Instagram or somewhere. She goes, you know, I get it. I mean, I went to Spain once too, and I really liked it as well.
Well, she looks Spanish. She's very hot. So when Alec met her, she was super duper hot. So yeah. She could have told him she was from Boston, but he didn't hear that. He just heard Spanish. That's all he heard, and that's all he cared about.
I think she told him she was from Spain right from the very beginning. I do not believe. I think initially she told him she was from Spain, and once they got married, she was like, listen, by the way, I was like, I grew up basically in Spain, but I was born in Boston, just FYI, which is BS. She didn't even grow up in Spain, because all these people are like, she went to my high school. Here she is on my cheerleading squad. She went to my elementary school. Here she is in my Spanish class, like learning Spanish, but that's about it.
No, Alec was 60. She was 25. He didn't hear a word she said. She could have said anything to him. He didn't hear nothing. He was just like, blah. You know, when you look at her, she's hot as hell now. She had five kids. Can you imagine before the five kids how hot she was? Alec didn't hear anything. He just went, blah. That's all he saw.
Yeah, except for the fact that then he got on and he defended her on Instagram. Like, I just, you know, it's like our BS meter is really high and we know how to Google stuff and people know how to find stuff. So when you're a celebrity, you just can't lie anymore. You can't lie about anything. People know. People will be able to find, like, who you went to high school with, and they'll come out and be like, here we are in our high school graduating class together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't lie about nothing.
Yeah, but guys don't hear anything. When you're that hot, we don't hear nada. We don't know where she was born. We just know she's next to us right now, and she smells really good. That's the only thing we know. That's all we care about.
You know, it's funny you said that, because I was thinking, like, Alec Baldwin in his day was super hot. Remember, he was with Kim Basinger for a long time. They had a kid together, whatever, that whole even that whole thing with him when he called his daughter Ireland Baldwin a thoughtless little pig, and we were all like, you asshole. You know, I just, is 60-year-old Alec Baldwin as hot? maybe could he have done, could he have gotten any girl out there, like any hottie out there?
Yes.
I mean, probably.
And so, she's up there in the top 10 of hotties that he's ever seen.
Yeah, she's, I mean, look, she's very, very beautiful. And she does all this like mommy blogging stuff. And she seems like a really good mom. Like she's really good with her kids and stuff like that. So,
I mean, Kim Basinger is hot. She's not that hot.
She was when she was 25.
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at his wife now, post five kids. She is very hot.
Go ahead and Google Kim Basinger at 25.
Well, I know she was hot, but not pre-five kid that hot.
No, she's still that hot.
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at Alec's wife now and going, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but she's still, but you know
and what? And I'm not 60. So if I'm 60 years old and this girl's 25 and she looks like that, yeah, game
yeah,
over.
But you can't be that superficial. It can't just be about what she looks like for 5 minutes. You know what I mean? So what? She's hot. She's obviously misrepresenting herself.
A 60-year-old guy can't be superficial? That's all he is.
She's been lying to everyone around her for a long time about her hair. This is like Rachel Dolezal. This is like somebody who is misappropriating another culture. It's not cool.
You could say you're a Martian. As long as you look like that, and I'm 60 and you're 25 and you're that hot, I don't care. I'll even go on Letterman and say, yes, she's a Martian.
Well, then you'll be the only one standing by her. What I'm telling
that's
you
fine.
Is everybody is the reason why she's been dealing with this for like the past 48 hours is because people caught her in a really big lie about her culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people look, like I said, after Rachel Dolezal, that's the, in case you don't remember, she's the white woman who pretended to be black and she was the head of the NAACP. She was like a becoming like a black icon and she wasn't even black.
Right.
But she was pretending to be. So she's, it's that same thing except in Latin culture and they don't care for that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Just be who you are. And she keeps saying, I am who I am. It's like, but you're not. You're lying about who you are. Like, okay, great, you're hot, but you're also a liar. I feel like that takes a lot away from how hot somebody is. Like, if they're hot and they're a psycho, you're not that hot anymore.
I disagree 1,000%. If you're that hot, you can be a psycho. I don't care.
Your standards are so low.